Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Welcome back to the show where we give you the lowdown, the inside information, the word from the experts to help you use the internet as part of your marketing machine. This is Andy White, and in episode 23, we have a couple of segments for you. We're talking about Web 2.0. Yes, we're revisiting it. A little bit of confusion, a little bit of fear about Web 2.0. So we're going to be talking to Daniel, and we'll just be clearing up a few ideas and concepts about Web 2.0 that some people may be getting a wee bit confused about or slightly concerned about. And we have a marvellous interview at the end of the podcast with a lady who has been podcasting for a very, very long time, actually. Certainly, I would say, since the dawn of time in terms of podcasting. Podcasting is, I would say, you know, the dawn of time means sort of like 2.5 years ago. So that's what I mean when I say the dawn of time. And I am in no way suggesting that this lady is advanced in years, because she is actually very young. Anyway, first off, let's speak to Daniel, so enjoy. Daniel, hello.
Hello, Andy, how are you?
I'm extremely well, thank you very much. Now, you wanted to talk a little bit more about Web 2.0.
I did. We'd had a little bit of input on this from my colleague Graham, and I just wanted to add my 2 cents worth into this, because we're doing a presentation this evening to the Chartered Institute of Marketing in Brighton this evening. And we're talking about Web 2.0. And this is to some people that are not familiar with internet marketing. And I had to take it back a bit and think a little bit about what's it all actually about. And there's been lots of buzz created, and everyone's quite excited by it. You know, user-generated content and podcasting and blogging. And the bottom line is, to me, it's not new. Okay, all of these things are just bringing together existing technologies.
Yes, just like podcasting.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just audio recording. Mm-hmm. But it's just a new delivery method, maybe.
Yes.
And just things like blogging, you know, all it is just, you know, recording into a database. There's nothing complicated about that. Mm-hmm. Outputting a certain sequence of files, allowing people to search in a different way. Places like MySpace are just creating profiles. You could do that in a lot of places already. It's just how the technology is being used. So it's just ideas moving forward. And what I wanted to point out to people is that Web 2.0, they're not missing anything if they don't really can't quite get what the new technology is, because really there isn't any new technology. There's some things like Ajax, which is quite clever, which allows you to change things on screen without reloading the screen.
Yeah.
So, for example, you could put your postcode in and get some local weather without having to reload the whole page like you would do normally in a browser.
Yeah, this is where the web page behaves more like a local program running on your own machine. People have probably noticed.
Yeah, but even that isn't actually a new technology. It's taking elements of technologies that already existed, like JavaScript and how we manipulate the browser.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that new. It's just using new ideas to combine these technologies to do something new. So one of the things that a lot of people have said to me is, I don't really get Web 2.0. I don't know what this new technology is. There isn't one.
Yeah.
It's a lot of guff, basically. It's a lot of old nonsense, really. And there's lots of hot air spoken about it, and I just think people should be aware of that.
Yeah.
The bottom line with all of this is it's about content.
Yeah.
Okay. People want good content. Google wants good content. If you've got good content, you'll get the traffic to your website at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Content is king. It's always been the same, and I think it always forever will be the
same. I totally agree.
Because if you look at why will Google rank your page as number one for something, because the content's good. If the content's good, people will visit your website, people will link to your website. Okay, and that builds up the links that Google expects. Google can read the content and it can make sense of what your site's about. Okay. Without that, you're just trying to fiddle with search engines at the end of the day. Yep. There's nothing really there to link to. So it's all I really wanted to say, but I just think it's important. People don't take their eye off the ball, that content is always still the most important thing.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at your website, generate good quality content. Think about what people would actually want to read, to be engaged with, and just do it from there.
Yeah.
And why places like MySpace do so well is because people are generating their own quality content in terms of music, in terms of comments, in terms of all different things. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So,
but do you think, I mean, the way I understand Web 2.0, it's okay, let's just go back in history. Why do we have words? Words are just symbols that have a meaning, and it's quicker to say the word than try and describe the meaning. And Web 2.0 is exactly the same. So it's basically a word which stands for all of this new technology, user-generated content, JavaScript and XML, AJAX, in other words, which is another example of what I'm just talking about. Mm. And all this melding of technology that's come together that allows us to really move forward on the internet has got this word which stands for it, and that word is Web 2.0. Yeah. And
I think the problem was that it misguided people slightly, that it was something radically new, and there was some sort of technology behind it. But it wasn't. Yes. It's a concept of, it should have just been called engagement. It's about engaging people.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
So I suppose the message here to people is, if you think you don't quite get Web 2.0, don't worry too much about it. All it means is that the internet has had a little bit of a coming of age. Mm. Various technologies have kind of come together and are being used in ways that they haven't been used before together. And the net result is that we can now use the internet even more effectively to do what it was always designed to do, which is essentially a communication tool.
Completely agree.
And what we need to do is concentrate on the value of the content that we're putting on the web, whether that be web pages, whether that be video podcasts, whether it be podcasts, blogs, whatever, PDF files, whatever you're putting there. Basically, I hate to sound very metaphysical, but the more you put out, the more value you put out, it will come back.
Completely.
Maybe not immediately, but it will come back. And it works on the internet just the same as it works in life.
I absolutely agree.
Do you agree?
Because I think that's the thing, that the content will drive the traffic, and you can then do what you need to do with the traffic.
Yeah. So don't be afraid of Web 2.0. It's just a word.
That's right.
Thanks, Daniel. Okay, so we move swiftly on. Now, the next segment is a superb interview I had with Heather Gorringe. I met Heather at the Corporate Podcasting Summit a couple of weeks ago in London. And Heather runs Wiggly Wigglers, which is a company that supplies environmentally friendly bits and pieces for your garden. Now, she's been running a podcast for a long time. And in this interview, I ask her how she started and how the podcast has actually helped her business. Must just warn you, there's a couple of moderately rude words towards the end, so just watch out for those. But here she is. Enjoy.
Well, I first listened to a podcast in June 2005, and I just thought, wow, it blew my mind away that actually, could I create a message myself without getting in amongst all those legislation, all that difficulty of radio, and put it out there? So I sort of dreamt on it for a while. Went to the Podcast Con conference in London in September 2005. That was on a Saturday.
Really are a pioneer, aren't you?
I think so, really.
I mean, this is in the days of lava flowing and volcanoes as far as podcasting is concerned.
Yeah. We made a podcast on the Wednesday after the Saturday, and on the Monday after, we'd put it out. And even though it's slightly embarrassing, number one, it nevertheless was groundbreaking for us because it was so exciting. I can't tell you how good it was. We sat in the dining room, started to record, and it was echoey. So we moved into the sitting room, which has now become the Wiggly Sofa, which people come to the farm to sit on, the Wiggly Sofa. We needed some music for the start, so I play the piano, so I just picked a piece of music just like that. You know, I made sure it was over 100 years old.
This is brilliant.
Played it. And we've used it ever since. We just take little segments out, and it just goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's just perfect.
Just briefly, tell us what your business does, and then we'll go back to talking about the podcast.
Okay. Wiggly Wigglers is essentially an eco-gardening company. So if you're looking at greening up your garden or your lifestyle, just doesn't matter what it is. It might be you want to compost your kitchen waste. It might be that you want to make your garden organic. It might be that you want to let it go wild, but you want it to look good. Then we provide solutions for that. And usually using a network of local farmers to us. So you buy, if you buy bird seed from us, we've grown it on the farm, we've harvested it, we've cleaned it. If you buy native hedging from us, we've another farmer's grown it. And lots of English bouquets to cut down flower miles. So eco-gardening is the best way I can think of describing it.
Okay, so you've got this podcast now. Now, does your podcast in any way promote your business, or is it really, really, really subtle?
Well, it does promote our business in the sense that I say I'm Heather from Wiggly Wigglers and I'm sat on the Wiggly sofa, and we'll talk about what's happening within the company. For example, we're on a farm, so we've had a post-mortem of a calf. We've
had hopefully not on the sofa.
No, definitely not. It's actually on the vet's drive because it was a Saturday and it was in a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. But we address issues that are really important to us. For example, we've addressed things like shooting, a farm shoot.
Yep.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Bear in mind, we're an eco company.
Yeah.
How do we get around that? Is that important? Is it, you know, is it okay if we eat the meat? We've addressed things like TB and badgers, and in the garden, we've addressed cats in your garden and what to do about them.
So this is the one where you had a big argument, isn't it? Episode number, which we must never listen to.
No, don't ever listen to 68. I bet you will now. It's called Catastrophe. And the thing is, the great thing about podcasting is because you're free. We do what we want. So if we want to do a book review, we do a book review. If we want a guest on, we've interviewed all sorts of people, which is great. But in that particular show, I had no idea that my co-host Richard didn't like cats in the garden and had a real problem with it. I love my cat. And so it started and it just got worse and worse and worse until we had to apologise the week after for our behaviour.
Did you find there was a spike in listenings of that week?
Oh yeah, that's one of the most popular shows. The other popular show is when we had a major row about hedges, whether or not to trim them in 3 years or in 1 year, and when to cut.
Now, I know that you don't use Feedburner, but I mean, what evidence have you got that having this podcast has helped increase your business?
Well, there's several things. Bearing in mind we are a national gardening company, I can now tell you that we're getting sales from our podcast because we get worldwide sales.
Ah.
We get sales from San Francisco and they buy a bouquet, but for delivery into the UK.
Right.
I also get feedback. For example, I just got my emails when I was in the conference earlier. And I had 4 emails about the podcast, something that somebody agreed, somebody saying they loved it, somebody saying, oh, we missed out to tell people about copper slug tape.
Right.
When we mentioned how to control slugs, and somebody else saying they wanted to put some input into the next episode. So I know that. And also downloads. I can see downloads. I know that in our record month we had 20,000 downloads. For a company of our size, I think that's exceptional. How would I get...
That's 20,000 per month? Per month, yeah.
Yeah, 20,000 in 1 month. And we get hundreds of downloads every day. But the real key for me is, folks said to me when I started, what is the point in you having a listener in Southern Australia or in Washington State? But the answer's clear. If you've got a global audience, they have influence. They're trading all the time.
Yeah.
They're dealing with their friends, their relations, all over the world, every day. Can you imagine the power of having somebody in Washington State tell somebody in Brighton, oh, the Wiggly podcast is just great, I love it, you know. Then you're going to listen to it then. And so this idea of it's a waste of time communicating to people who actually can't directly buy, in a podcast situation, I think is irrelevant. Because you're not looking for direct sales, you're looking for you and I to engage. You know, and today you came to me and said, oh yeah, the Wiggly podcast, there's something in it.
Yeah.
And many people do that, you know, and it's just great fun. I was at an awards ceremony because we won Best Small Business in the UK. And a woman came, and it was great winning the award, brilliant. But the most exciting moment was a woman who is from the Environment Agency came up to me and said, are you Heather? I listen to your podcast every week. And I know it sounds a bit pathetic, but it was the best thing because you've connected with people directly in their head.
Yeah, it's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to people, anyone that has a business who is considering using podcasting as a... Well, as a means of casting their bread on the water and maybe it coming back as increased business?
Well, I would say that the first thing to do is to make sure you get the right people to do it. I would definitely recommend having a co-host. That's been key for me, because if you're just talking, you don't get that argument. And arguments are really good. I don't mean you have to fall out like on Catastrophe, but generally speaking, if there's a bit of edge to the conversation, that gives you something special. I would say, don't be too precious. Like we're having this chat, there's warts and all, there's a bit of sound in the background. You'll sort out any real issues. You know, if I say bum, you know, you might edit it, but you might not.
Definitely not.
No, I thought not.
Say the other word as well. The word that you use.
Oh, bum and bosoms.
Oh, yes.
I don't think...
I'll now have to put explicit on the iTunes tag.
Sorry about that.
Because you said the word bosoms.
Sorry about that. So I don't think we have to be too precious about it. But I think also, we wondered if we would have enough content, so we committed to a series of 10. And I would say, you know, commit to a series, maybe 6 or whatever it is, and then review. But for us, we're on number 76 now.
Wow.
And we cut out material every week. It's amazing. Once you find characters and you find an audience that actually are going with you on the journey, then, well, I've not run out yet, and there's just so much stuff that we've got to do.
Now, I really like the idea of involving other people on a podcast. Do you recycle your characters so they come back week after week?
Do I what?
Recycle your characters so they come back week... Not literally, I mean, do they come back on each sort of, like, Fred blogs? Does he come back sort of again and again?
Oh, yeah. We have, on the podcast team generally, Farmer Phil. So he does a farming segment. It might be the whole show.
Yeah.
It might be just a little tiny bit about how the sunflowers are being harvested today and it's raining. We have Richard, who is, I call him an environmentalist. He's like our conscience.
Right.
And as an eco-gardening company, that's important. Then we have me, and I'm there to wind the job up and enjoy myself. And
argue with people.
Yeah, to be the voice of reason.
Yeah.
And then we have guests in all the time. So we have the florist who picks our flowers, and she'll tell a story, you know, about how her father, who goes out to pick the foliage, was dangling off the willow tree and how he got the catkins and, you know, that sort of background to it. And then we'll have celebrities, like we've had Anita Roddick, founder of The Body Shop. We've had Tim Smith, who did the Eden Project. And last week we had Robin Page, who's the columnist in The Telegraph that winds everyone up about environment.
Now, how easy was it to get these famous people on your podcast?
That's the other thing. When I ask them to come on, I tell them it's a radio show, and it's an internet radio show, And then when they get into the idea, I mention the podcast word because sometimes that's a little bit off-putting.
Yeah.
But if you want somebody on your show, always, always just ask them, because they'll generally enjoy telling you about themselves. And generally, they're really generous folk. And because you can now interview them via Skype, it's not such a big commitment. But in our case, we did all sorts of things at the beginning. When we interviewed Claire Short, the MP, because she was a customer of ours, we asked our local radio station, could we use the studio? And they said, of course you can. And they said, do you mind if we use the audio file? I said, not at all. You know, so there's all sorts of ways around it. But, you know, why not? Just ask them. We've got 100%. No, we haven't. There's one celebrity gardener who I won't mention, but he's quite posh and wears braces, who wouldn't come on the show.
I can't think who that would be. But anyway, in summary, am I right in saying that I think the philosophy here, which is a repeating pattern we're seeing, is don't be afraid to give out useful content that is entertaining, informative. Don't push your own business too much, and business will increase. It'll come back to you. Would you agree with that?
Yes. There's a lady called Krishna here who, to me, gave the absolute nugget, which was E-I-E-I. Educate.
Not E-I-E-I-O.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Right, educate,
yeah.
Inform, entertain, yeah. And inspire. Yeah. And I just thought, that's it. That's all any podcaster wants to do. If you do that, I reckon you win hearts. If you win hearts, you win minds and wallets.
Heather Gorringe of Wiggly Wigglers. No, what's the name of your company?
Wiggly Wigglers. Go to wigglywigglers.co.uk.
Heather Gorringe of wigglywigglers.co.uk. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like to have featured on the show, send them to info@academyinternet.com. And feel free to send in an MP3 file if you want to record what you want to ask, and we'll be happy to play those. If you're a subscriber, we'd like to thank you for your valuable time. If you haven't subscribed yet and you'd like this podcast delivered direct to your earbuds automatically, you can find Internet Marketing on iTunes or at the academyinternet.com or the summitsolutions.co.uk websites, and follow the subscription buttons. So this is Andy White signing off. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.